Earlier this week, 2017 local election season unofficially got underway when Barbara Fushi officially announced her candidacy for Carrboro Board of Aldermen, first person to officially announce that they'll be running for local elections this fall. Barbara Fushi joining us here now in the studio on a day we had this planned, and then the House Bill 2 thing kind of overshadowed it. But let's get back to local politics here for a second. Barbara, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. For having me.
So, actually, you know what? We'll get to local politics in a second, but your take on HB 142.
Oh, wow. So, should have been a full repeal of House Bill 2. That bill is discriminatory. It's too far-reaching and absolutely a violation of civil rights. Somewhat disappointed. With that decision, as there should have been a full repeal.
Yeah. What should local governments do now in response?
I would say continue to be welcoming, continue to be inclusive, continue to do what we are known to do in and around Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County, and just move on from this. It's going to be hard because I'm sure a lot of us were hoping for that full repeal. And Governor Cooper, it seems, went for a compromise.
Yeah.
A compromise of sorts. But I think
I agree with the 2 seconds of silence there before went for a compromise. Like, what was he thinking?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah. That's really where I'm at.
Yeah, that's where a lot of people are at. We haven't mentioned this, but the Air Horn Orchestra is going to be back at the governor's mansion tonight at 6 p.m. This is the same people who were standing outside Pat McCrory's house blowing air horns in protest against HB2. Now they're doing it to Roy Cooper.
Yeah.
I think it's perfectly correct for them to do it. Okay, so we got Barbara Fushi here in the studio. She announced her candidacy officially earlier this week, running for Carrboro Board of Aldermen. So let's get away from state stuff for a second and talk about local politics. Why run for Board of Aldermen this year?
So there are 2 reasons why I chose to run for Board of Aldermen. Number one is because I want to use my knowledge and my community activism experience to continue to promote positive change and growth in Carrboro. And number two, I believe that in order to be a part of the change, you have to have a seat at the table where the changes are being made. I think that's really important. So those are the 2 reasons why I'm running.
And you've been on the town's Human Services Advisory Board, vice chair of that, Owassa Board of Directors, Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP. I'm just quoting from part of your resume. So you've been really active in local politics, obviously. What's the big issue facing Carrboro in the next 2 years?
Affordable housing still tends to be at the top of the list. The current board, I feel, is doing a good job. But when we talk about things like affordable housing, we know that there is more to be done. And we have to be creative and intentional about getting more affordable housing in the town of Carrboro.
And we've got 3 people who are up for re-election this year, Jackie Guest, Sammy Slade, Randy Haven O'Donnell. Are you running against any one of those three, or are you running to sort of stay the course on the board?
I am running for a seat.
Okay.
On the board. I'm running for a seat.
Do you think the town or the Board of Aldermen should go in a different direction on certain issues, or mostly stay the course?
I would say stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, speaking with Barbara Fushi, BarbaraFushi2017.com, by the way, is the website if you want more information about her candidacy. What else do people need to know about your platform, your issues, how they can get in touch with you and get involved in the campaign?
Well, what else about me? Pretty much was spelled out in the press release. I am actively campaigning right now, even though I can't officially file until July. Mm-hmm. I have been in conversation with residents in Carrboro, as well as current elected officials and former elected officials, trying to gather information about issues in the town of Carrboro. So, go to my website. There is a volunteer tab. There is also that all-important contribute tab. The campaign needs money. in order to run. And I will see everybody out there on the campaign trail.
Awesome. BarbaraFrusci2017.com is that website, and obviously a lot more to say about a local election season between now and the filing period in July, and then election season officially gets underway. So, Barbara, we'll talk to you a whole bunch of times between now and then, but
sure.
Thanks for joining us, and best of luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you so much, Aaron.